to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. I look forward, as always, to the few moments that we have in these videos to share with you something that would encourage you and help you to begin to develop that tangible relationship with God. You know, I know I may be wearing somebody out by saying tangible all the time, but everything about a relationship with God is supposed to be very, very well known. It's not known in the scholastic sense, as though I know a concept that I've not experienced. It's known in the practical sense, where God becomes real to me and I can hear his voice, I can recognize his presence at least, and even go much further, even as the scriptures show us many, many wonderful experiences individuals had with God that go well beyond just hearing his voice and recognizing his presence. So what we're sharing with you when we say this is a tangible relationship is we're endeavoring to open up your heart and your mind to the bigness of what can a relationship with God become in my life. Maybe you've lived a long time in your religious experience with God and your relationship leveled out years ago and has not gone really any further. Do you know, it's very difficult to stay with religion because it's all about the work that you have to do. And it can become tiresome, especially if you don't see the payoff. In other words, what about somebody telling you that they're going to pay you and 10 years later you still have never gotten paid, but you expect to be just as happy and just as thrilled about your job, but you never get paid and you're worked to the bone? Do you kind of understand what I'm saying? A relationship with God is something that is real and fun and enjoyable, and you have interaction with God. You don't just do all the talking to someone that's not there. You actually do a lot of listening to someone that's trying to get thoughts across to you that'll even help buoy your relationship beyond where it is. Grow your experiences beyond where you never thought they could go. In fact, to be honest, over there in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, Paul just kind of bottom lined us with this statement in this verse that just takes us to another level. He says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think," and the Amplified says, "infinitely beyond your highest prayers, thoughts, desires, hopes or dreams, according to the power that works in you." In other words, you don't need more power. The power of the Godhead lives in you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We just need to open our hearts in a bigger degree to what God could do, because the bigness of your relationship will come from a heart and mind that goes beyond where you've gone before. Well, let these thoughts also encourage you to get your prayers answered and then to share your testimonies with other people, because the world's really looking for the testimony of the believer, not just another scripture and certainly not a condemning word. Hallelujah. Well, every week we share with you, and we're already a couple of minutes into our broadcast this time, but we share with you Matthew 11 and 27 to 30 in the Message Bible that says, "And Jesus resumed talking, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say." This is a unique father and son operation coming out of father and son intimacies. "No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm willing to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to walk freely and lightly." Well, that's an amazing invitation, and we want to take Jesus up on that invitation and go a little further today, talking about you are a spirit. So there are some things about our conversation today that I want to get into that I believe will be very, very helpful for you. And I'll give you a little summary at the end so you can know that you heard exactly what you were supposed to. Sometimes I can get going really fast. And of course, I've gone over things like this for years. And so it becomes very, very a part of my fabric. And for someone else, it may be like, "Well, wait a minute, slow down a little. I really want to get what you last said. And now you're already on something else that's really nice and juicy. And I can't get that either." You do know, I don't know, maybe you don't. I just found this out on YouTube. Actually, there's a little button you can push that'll slow me down. Or you could even speed me up and then I'd be like a little chipmunk. But just in case you needed a little slower to be able to get some of these things, and I'm not calling you slow, I'm just saying maybe I'm going too fast. There is a little button that you can push on that. So let's get into this again. We talked about being made in the image and likeness of God. That's kind of where we left off when we gave the example about, you know, hiring somebody, and God didn't have anyone to hire for, you know, to expand upon what he wanted to do. So he went ahead and created someone called Adam and Eve. And then, of course, the rest of creation came with it. And God went ahead when he created Adam, just like himself. Now, another thing that's really interesting that I want to add to that is, did God make Adam and Eve babies? And the answer would be, well, no, they were full-grown adults. They immediately, you know, were walking around with God. No, full-grown adults. Well, that also relates to your spirit. Your spirit is not a baby spirit. And it just can't do much until it grows up. No, growing up spiritually is comprehending the bigness of what God has done for you and in you, and then beginning to enjoy every day your adventures in grace. That's what growing up spiritually is. It's not growing your spirit up, it's growing your consciousness of God and what he has done for you into the experiential realm, where it's something that you can say, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. That's what consciousness of God is. The consciousness of God is not what you believe for, not what you hope for, not what you're praying for. It is the thing that is real to you. It is the thing that you know. Well, God made Adam and Eve as full-blown adults. And why do you think he did this? And the answer is so that he could have someone that could receive his revelation, could receive of the relationship on a level where God and man could walk together. It'd be very tiresome for God in one sense, and yet beautiful at the same time, but tiresome if he just had a little bunch of babies and all the, you know, all the fairies and the angels came down. I'm just kind of making light when I say it that way. But the angels came down, the fairies came down and began to feed and change his diapers and just grow them up. No, that's not what happened. God made full-blown adults because he wanted somebody who could actually receive of the revelation of who he was so that they could walk together, and man would find immediately upon the breath that he took as God breathed into his body the breath of life, man would come to know his purpose by coming to know God. Would have been terrible for about 10 years to pass before God actually showed up while man's just walking around trying to find his way, not really understanding the purpose of why he's there. God didn't make them and leave them. Now, people have parents that have done that to them in this lifetime, and it's not right. And I'm so sorry for those of you that have experienced that. I had wonderful parents, and I thank God for them. But God is the greatest of fathers. He made Adam and he immediately bonded with him. And we'll share some of this in another session. Immediately he bonded with him so that Adam would have comprehension of who God was. And Adam saw God. Adam did not have the breath of life breathed into him. And he became a living being. And the first thing that he did was he had to read the Bible. He read a sign that said, go find the book. Plan A was God. He looked into God's eyes and saw God, and God said, son, I am your dad. And immediately they began to hang out and had a relationship, and Adam had purpose and he had fulfillment in his heart as to his reason and the reasoning of why existence was what it was. He didn't wonder, he knew, because God was real. That's what it means to be a spirit. Wow. Can our time go any faster than this? It's really speeding by today. Let me give you just a couple other thoughts here. But God wanted man immediately to begin to run the planet. Now, over in Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4, we're going to read this in the Message Bible, but you know, I had someone even contact me recently, and it's okay, I don't have any problem with it. And they said, you know, the Message Bible was written by somebody, and he got off in error, and you know, I don't use the Message. Listen, I use multiple different translations. The one that I mostly read is the New King James Version, but even then, it's the New King James's Version. Hello? So, someone knocks this version versus that version. What I use is something that will just help to make more simple the thought that comes across. And so as I give you this Message translation, it just gives you a very, very concise understanding of what it's trying to say in the New King James Version, but through the Message. So listen to this closely. It says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Notice the word absorbed. See, this is what happens. This is what the world is really good at. The world is good at drawing you into the struggles and difficulties of life and becoming absorbed with you trying to fix everything. There's somebody that wants to fix it for you. And many things have already in our covenant been completely fixed through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And other things that we come in contact with, God wants to get involved to make sure that they are fixed too. Don't be so absorbed with this world. That's one of the things we're going to be learning about the balance scale of life. I mean, to be absorbed to the world is to not be absorbed in God. But to be absorbed with God means the world has less value to you, less importance. And I'm telling you how this works. It doesn't work like the world said. Work harder. Get up. The early bird gets the worm. You know, no pain, no gain. That's the way of the world for you to bust, you know, your life and just work so hard to try to have something. In Christ, Jesus did all the hard work so we can enjoy the benefit of hanging out with God while God fixes things and we enjoy life. I know it doesn't sound real, but that's called the too good to be true good news. That's what the good news is. The gospel is good news. It's beyond good. Why? Because it doesn't involve your involvement to do. It involves your involvement to believe in somebody who's already done the work. Where do you believe out of? Your spirit. So now we're right back to talking about the spirit of man. Amen. You are a spirit. Notice what this verse says, and we'll have to stop here. It says, pursue the things over which God presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. Amen, amen. Come on, I'm going to say it again. That's where the action is. It's you being absorbed with Christ. Not with the things that are right in front of you, but the things which are surrounding you in God. That's how life gets lived in a spectacular way, where the things of God override the things of the earth. Come on, the law of the spirit and life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death, where on this earth I'm alone doing everything for myself, trying so hard to make it work when it doesn't seem to actually work as well as I'd like it. The law of the spirit of life in Christ is being attached to Jesus Christ through our redemption, where the work of Jesus on your behalf begins to influence your life as though you did everything perfect, but it's actually Jesus that did it for you. You just get to marvel and revel in his wonderful blessings that he obtained for you. Come on, this is too good to be true. I know that's the hardest part of it, is you want to make it difficult, because if you make it difficult, you can pat yourself on the back. For some people, one of the hardest things about receiving what I'm talking about is you can't pat yourself on the back because it's not you, it's him. You'll actually have to worship Jesus. Come on, I know that's a little bit hard, but let me just finish this. Look up and be alert to what's going around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life. Come on, this is getting good right here. Even though invisible to spectators. What's he talking about? Invisible to spectators. I mean, there's something that people can't see that is my real life. Yes, yes, yes. Is with Christ in God. That's where your new life is. It's in Christ, in God. Come on, that's the great mystery of the church. Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on, other people may not see what you see, but because you do see, you experience what you see. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, He is your life. When Christ, in parenthesis, says, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. What's he talking about, the real you? He's talking about you becoming aware of your spiritual connection to God through you being a spirit just like God. And because your spirit is just like God, you can fellowship with him on the same level. Well, real quickly, one of our grace stories, it goes back to our experience in Estes Park because we got lots of them from there. And they're all really, really simple. But another one is we went to go on a hike and it was just pouring rain. And we turned around a couple times and went back. And I'm telling you what, just the moment we went back, everything stopped. We went on this amazing hike through all these aspens up to this falls, and it was so pretty and so beautiful. We had such a good time. We weren't wet. Our shoes didn't get wet. Everything was perfect. We got back within about 100 feet of the car, and the rain started coming down. We were able to get right in and enjoy a beautiful ride back home. Again, just things beginning to work right. Because God loves to influence your life. Oh man, I'll tell you what, I can't wait for next time to get in here and get a little bit more of this. Stay tuned with us. You can go to YouTube channel Adventures in Grace and subscribe, or go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us there. You can go to jimhockaday.com and go to our website. But we just really can't wait to be with you again, because these things are life transforming. This is where life gets fun, is enjoying Jesus. Amen. We'll see you next time.